The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Pretty good effort by your Celtics last night.
This is one of those games where you can kind of point at one guy. LeBron James just laid an egg in the second half of that game.
Every great player has a game like that.
Yep. LeBron's got skins on the wall. No one can question him because he's done it before. Until you win something, people are going to assume that you can't.
But you know what? Twitter was all over him last night.
Oh, of course.
Just, I don't understand this group of human beings that want people to fail. You know, this is one loss in the freaking playoffs. You know, the USA Today baseball rankings, when your Astros ascended to number one, they're still there.
I'm looking at the ESPN power rankings, number one. We talked about this a lot last week, my optimism for this team. It's not going away quickly, mostly because I still think they're going to make some moves down the road, and specifically with that starting rotation. By the way, against a really good baseball team.
That had been slumping but turned it around pretty quickly. So
I'm not going to let that change my mind on anything.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what we talked about. And all available at podcastarena.com. And, Bear Jew confused, wants to know if something's going on. We're talking like we got canceled. No, we just kind of were.
It's off the Mike and Mike.
Yeah, it was discussion. Off what's happening with Mike and Mike. We just kind of dovetailed it into some of our own crap. And Ike says that story, the gym of the day hit close to home, except he was the waiter. But he said he didn't get fired or didn't get to bang a celebrity. So, and then one more from that. I convinced the chick at a concert that we went to elementary school together and, of course, never called her again. Then went to Hooters 6 months later with guys I actually went to school with, and she was working. It got awkward. I got busted and then hooked up with her again. Okay, well played. All right. You had something you wanted to get to here.
Yeah, I wanted to. Something of real importance came down today, Fred. Something that actually matters in this world. And in a world where, we're all caught up in silly things like politics and where people should use the bathroom. The 2017 Texas Monthly Barbecue List came out. And this is what really matters. Can we agree?
Oh, yeah.
Well, who's making the best barbecue
in
our state?
Is there anything more important than that?
Who is making the best barbecue in our state is really all that matters and should matter to anyone.
Well, that and at some point us being in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, I think, would matter.
Eventually.
All right, but I'll settle for this for now.
And they think they do this every 4 or 5 years. They don't put it out every year. But this month, the June 2017, they released the 50 best barbecue joints in Texas. And the last time they did this thing, if I'm not mistaken, was I don't know. I want to say they did it in 2013.
Okay.
And
so for every 4 years. It's sort of like the barbecue Olympics.
They did it in 2013. Yeah. They did it in 2008. So I don't know.
It's inconsistent.
It's inconsistent. But they put it out every once in a while. And here it is, 2017. And they put out a list.
All right.
And for the first time ever, they ranked their top 10 for the first time. And then 11 through 50 are just put in alphabetical order based on what city they're in.
Okay. So give me the top 10 and then give me the Houston ones that are also listed.
Okay. Number 10 is Truth Barbecue in Brenham.
Okay.
Number 9, Evie Mays Pit Barbecue in Wolforth. Never been there. Micklethwaite Craft Meats in Austin. Number 8.
I have been there.
Number 7, Corkscrew Barbecue in Spring, which is one of my three.
Yeah, that's a really
go-tos.
That's a really good place. Yes.
Number six, Tejas Chocolate Craftery in Tomball, another one of my go-tos.
And that, granted, that one I haven't been to yet.
Those two are about equidistant from my house, and I've been telling people for a long time, Tejas, and I think maybe their name is part of why people don't realize they have really good barbecue, but it's one of the, I think it's the most underrated barbecue spot in the city.
Okay.
Number five, Louis Mueller Barbecue, or Louis Miller, I don't know how they say it out there in Taylor, Texas, but Bodacious Barbecue in Longview is number four. Cadillac Barbecue in Dallas is number three. Franklin Barbecue in Austin is number two.
Wow. I would have thought they'd have been number one.
Number one, Snow's Barbecue in Lexington, open one day a week, number one on the list. And the so two of the three that I regular made this list. The one that didn't is Killin's, which is pretty surprising to me. But I've heard a lot of people talk about their consistency. And I've honestly never gone there and had a subpar meal, but I've heard several people complain about it. I've never had that experience. It's always been fantastic.
I had one that was, I don't want to call it subpar because it was still good. It just wasn't as good as I was used to getting.
As their standard?
Yeah. But that's going to happen. And, you know, but the only thing is for me to drive 25 minutes, you better not have an off day.
Well, I've been lucky because I mean, it's...
But I've probably been 15 times, and that's happened once.
I was going to say, I've been probably a dozen, 15 times. I've never been disappointed once. The other Houston areas, or Houston area restaurants on the list. And by the way, this is good news also. And when I moved here, times were hard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
It's come a long way, and I think it's because of us bitching about it for
maybe
5 years.
And I was coming from Austin, which is, well, I mean, it's that place is tough to beat for barbecue.
Yeah, Franklin's is, yeah, that's a gold standard.
But
it really is.
Houston and Austin tied for having seven spots each on the list.
Okay.
Houston area had Killin's.
Okay.
Besides Tejas and Corkscrew. Killin's made the top 50, Gatlin's Barbecue, Pinkerton's Barbecue, the Pit Room, which...
Yeah, that at Pinkerton's we were at when you were off that day. That place was really good.
And Ruggles Barbecue, Ruggles. Austin, seven spots, Franklin, Friedman's, La Barbecue, Micklethwaite, Style Switch Barbecue and Brew, Terry Black's, and Valentina's Tex-Mex Barbecue, which Valentina's my sneaky favorite in Austin. And then Dallas had three, San Antonio had two. So we're dominating.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
Yeah, but
because how many of those were even here
in 2008? I don't know that any of them were.
Yeah, I don't think we had any of those guys.
So a lot has changed, and it's for the better. I'm gonna have to get this magazine and see how many of these I've actually been to and how many I can go to.
Yeah, I've got to
judge
go to,
for myself.
I got to go to this place that's number one.
Yes, where is Lexington at?
It's a good question. I have no clue. I'm sure somebody can tell me. Is it a day trip? Is my question.
Well, they're only open on Saturdays, so it has to be Saturday.
It has to be a weekend trip. All right. Well, apparently it's not that far.
It's east of Austin.
Okay.
Okay. On 77.
It says about 50 miles northeast of Austin.
Oh, that's easily manageable.
Yeah.
It's kind of in between College Station and Austin.
Okay. That'll work.
That's doable.
Yeah.
Sean says you should do a segment on good places to eat in the Houston area. We've done that off and on. We kind of give our favorite places.
There's a lot of good places.
I've
done this with barbecue before.
Yeah, but I think those are all the... I think you've nailed all the barbecue places on that list. I would have Killin's in the top 10. That'd be my... I'm surprised it didn't make it.
I am too.
But it's damn good. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 281 says Gatlin's and Killin's didn't rank too high because it's really a brisket list.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Killin's brisket, but I don't think it's their strong suit.
If I go to Killin's and I don't get a beef rib, I'm really bummed out.
Yeah. So, I said, just started watching Banshee a few weeks back and remembered you did an interview with an actor on the show. Who was it? And can I listen to it anywhere? Yes, it was our buddy Matty Rauch, and you can find it on Podcast Arena. Just you'll have to go back and find the dates during the show. But he did really the last two seasons.
He's like a regular with us. Yeah.
Almost. Yeah, it's almost
the guy who plays Burton.
Yeah. He was fantastic. So, we said nothing from Beaumont on this list. Well, we didn't make the list.
No.
So,
I mean, is there a really great barbecue place in Beaumont that I've missed?
I don't know. I really, whenever I stop for food in Beaumont, it was always to get Floyd's and get seafood.
Yeah.
So I said, next list, best Mexican places. See, the problem with that is, I think you have to split that into Tex-Mex and traditional Mexican, because they're not really the same thing. And, you know, the traditional Mexican would be more of what you're going to get. San Antonio, you get more Tex-Mex around here. Basically, white people love Tex-Mex. So areas with a lot of white people. I love Tex-Mex.
Man. I do too.
I'm all about it. So 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls. And I'm getting a lot of, have you tried this? Have you tried that? There's too many to go through them all, but we've probably tried them if they're barbecue.
Yeah, if it's barbecue in Houston, I've probably tried it at least once. And if I liked it, I've probably tried it at least twice.
Yeah. And when we had our party, we had a bunch of those good plates. Corkscrew was there. Pinkerton was there. I think Killens was there, too, if I'm not mistaken.
They were.
Yeah.
Because Ronnie brought me, he was just letting me, he was handing me a beef rib. Just out of the blue. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Lamont says, more surprise for commercial barbecue. County Line is not on the list. It's overrated, but nerds swear by it. It's also a chain. That may hurt it in these types of conversations, because there's a couple of them in Austin. I know there's one in San Antonio, at least one. But I don't know that there were any chain restaurants on that whole list. So I'm not sure. I haven't read the full article. I just saw the list. I don't know what their criteria was. But I can vouch for all the barbecue from Houston on that list. And if you haven't tried any of those places, you should go try them. Every place that got mentioned is outstanding. And every place that got mentioned, I've talked about on this show before. Yeah. So it's
I haven't been to the one in Tomball. That's the only one.
You got to go check it out, man. I know it's a haul for you, but they also do chocolate truffles. And I mean, because they make their own chocolate there. Yeah. And it is outstanding. They've got great sides too. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. I got to tell you about Dirt Free Carpet. And did you know that most carpet cleaning companies are leaving your floors dirtier than they found them? That's ridiculous. You give them money and the floor's dirtier. What are we doing here? That's not how it works with Dirt Free. You can hedge against allergies by getting your carpets, tile floors, your upholstery cleaned by Dirt Free Carpet. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. And right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase. Your carpets are fresh, deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years. Cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And right now, get a free carpet cleaned in one room with any purchase and a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Some breaking news, not good. Is it Ariana Grande?
Grande.
She's having a concert in Manchester Arena in England.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Apparently,
depends on the witnesses. Still very unclear what happened, but two explosions apparently occurred. One of the concert goers tweeted, "Just ran from an explosion. Genuinely thought we were going to die." People are writing on Twitter that there is blood everywhere. People are injured and bleeding. And police confirmed that there are fatalities. Several people present said there was no explosion, but rather a loud bang.
And some people were saying it was like an electrical thing.
Yeah, so who knows? Not sure yet, but it created...
If it killed people, it's still pretty crazy.
Yeah, and it created a stampede. People were injured trying to get out of the facility. And, basically London police just said emergency services responding to serious incident at Manchester Arena, avoid the area. Number of confirmed fatalities and others injured. So we'll keep you up to date on that.
A lot of people asking me, have I ever tried Triple J's Smokehouse? And I have not. A lot of people telling me that's a good one. And I looked that one up, and it's got great reviews. Yeah, and I only looked it up because four people tweeted me about it within like 2 minutes after I finished that rant. And I can tell you exactly why I haven't been there. It's because it's east of Highway 69, like north of I-10 and east of 69.
How far?
It's like...
Because that's not too far from me.
No, it's far from you. It's outside the loop, yeah. It's I guess that part of town would be Trinity area. Like, it's a Homestead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is far.
Homestead north of 610.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
That's far.
Corey says, I drive for work.
Just don't go out there.
Yeah, the best food is taco trucks.
There's
a lot of great food trucks out there.
And a lot of those barbecue places we talked about started out as food trucks.
Yeah.
Corkscrew used to be a food truck. Valentina's in Austin is a food truck to this day. And the beef rib they throw you off that food truck is as good as any you will find in this state. So food trucks, I don't know about their health code. I mean, you never know what you're going to get with that. But
remember, there's some really good ones. And they would come out to the racetrack. Some of my favorite ones came out there. And there's a lot of variety. There's just some great stuff going on with the food trucks in this city. 832, as a non-native Houstonian, where does Good Company rank? It's the only place I go to. I was never impressed with it. For the longest time, that's basically all we had was that and Papa's.
Yeah. It's just not for me. That's all right.
Yeah, I just,
if I'm going to Good Company something, I'm going to the seafood place.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Matt said, thoughts on this? Is this good journalism or reporting or news or doesn't make any bleeping sense at all? ABC 13 tweeting out, did anyone attend the area on a Grande concert at Toyota Center last month? If so, please call our newsroom.
Oh, Lord.
What the
hell?
Just
trying to make a slideshow.
Yeah, that's awful.
They're clickbaiting.
Yeah. What are you going to say? We didn't get
I was there. There was no explosion.
There was no trampling.
Nope.
We were fine.
So you're saying there weren't any deaths at the show you went to? No, no deaths.
How does this make you feel that it could have been you? Well, really, it couldn't because it didn't happen.
Yep. No, we had a pretty safe show.
Yep.
I don't think Ariana's like the target of ISIS all of a sudden.
Oh, John, you should call in and say you went.
Like, oh my God, I was totally at that Ariana concert and I saw some guys there with like really scraggly beards and I was like, let's get out of here before something shady happens. And so my friend Rebecca said nothing shady happened, but I still didn't trust those guys. And I think they could have easily followed us out of there or like tried to blow us up or something. And I know because I'm a really good judge of people.
Brianna, they were foreigners.
Yeah. Yeah.
They weren't from here.
They weren't from around here for sure.
We should have Trey call in and say he was at that concert and see what kind of questions they ask him. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Lucas asked if you tried Southside Barbecue in Elgin. Probably. I've stopped in Elgin for barbecue before. I don't remember where it was. And I'm going to be making a lot of trips up to Dallas, so. Or that's Austin, right? Elgin's outside of Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Maynard Downs used to be.
Yep.
Yep. I miss old Maynard Downs.
That seems like your kind of place.
Oh, it was. It was sitting outside in the heat, you know, during the summer. And then the best part was, I never figured this out until later, they had, like, their jockey club was essentially a trailer.
Hey, keep it fancy.
It was air conditioned, bro. Yeah, I didn't find that till near the end. 832 says Rebecca and Brianna are the perfect basic white girl names.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
That's every white girl's name.
I think that's all of them, yeah. You can. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Would you like a no bleep headline?
Sure.
From Kevin Durant.
All right.
Says, in retrospect, he was 100% correct in joining the Warriors.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, do I need to read the rest of that story?
Did you even have to go in retrospect?
Yeah. No, I think you're safe there, pal.
You live in San Francisco instead of Oklahoma City now. You made the right choice.
What's that? There's that place coming back on I-10 that's, God, I can't remember the name of it. It's fantastic, though. It's
coming back from,
like, coming from San Antonio, okay, or Austin on I-10 outside of Houston. It's about, I don't know, 70, 80 miles out. I cannot remember the place.
I don't know.
But it's very good. I think it's before you get to Sealy.
Well, that's not 70 or 80 miles out. Then. No, that's not that far.
Yeah, but it's before. I don't remember. Damn it. This is what happens when you get old. But it's one of those places that whenever we're coming back from there, I always stop.
And okay.
Their barbecue's really good. I should be able to remember it, but 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Lamont laughing at the non-native caller asking about good company. Is terms of Texas barbecue. Where's this guy from? Idaho?
Yeah. It ain't on that level, my man.
Yeah. Sorry. Just, it was never my thing. And
the Kevin Durant thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear he said, if you don't like it, don't watch it. If you don't like the way, he said, I mean, life can be real simple. If you don't like the way the game is going, just turn it off. If you're enjoying it, just keep it on. Life is simple. I didn't mean to disrespect anybody, but if you felt disrespected, I'm sorry. If you don't enjoy the game, turn it off and turn something else on. If you do, enjoy the rest of it. So basically, he had to apologize for saying, if you don't like it, don't watch it, during a post-game interview, because they're blowing teams out.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, you have to apologize for that.
Well, A, you shouldn't be apologizing. And B, it's the same thing we tell people, man, if you don't like the show, there's a lot of options out there for you. Go enjoy them. And trust me, if I'm not enjoying the game, I'm not going to say, oh, this is awful. I mean, I might say that, but I'm just going to change the channel. I'm not going to keep watching it. 713-780-ESPN. Hensy's, that's the name of the place.
I only ever been there.
I think that's right. That sounds right. So, where is that? What city is that? I'll look it up. You don't have to tell me, but
don't you know what you mean? You mean to Google it for you?
No, I can Google myself.
You got it?
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Apparently up to 20 fatalities in this thing already. Yeah, Hensy's in Sealy. That's the place that I stop all the time. Fantastic. Love it.
Damn, 20 dead?
20, yep. Yeah, 20 Ooh. Dead so far, according to the latest tweet I just saw from AP News. So, we'll have to see what the whole thing's about, man. I'm withholding judgment until we know what actually happened. Let's try Rhett. What's up, Rhett?
Gentlemen.
Sports.
Yeah, non-sports question here for you, and that's just tragic about what happened at the concert, regardless of the cause. But with respect to the television shows, I am watching American Gods, although I haven't seen last night's episode yet. But I keep seeing the commercials for, what is it, The Handmaid's Tale or Handmaid's
I've
Tale?
I've seen commercials for that, yeah.
And what was the other one? Animal Kingdom. Are either one of those shows worth investing time in?
Haven't watched either one of them.
My wife is real interested in Handmaid's Tale. I know she wants to watch that, but I'm not familiar with either. And I haven't watched American Gods last night yet either. And so far, from almost everybody I've talked to, if you've read the book, you at least know what's going on. If you haven't read the book, then you're going, what the hell is this? And the book itself, there's a certain part in it when it got really good. It was confusing at first, too. And then it got really good. I don't know if I'm going to last long enough to the part where the book got good. Because it's so far, I'm not real impressed with what they've done with it. And I'm not ejecting, per se. But I'm also not necessarily going to stick with it. So, Murky, who's a very, very... She's more probably more of a TV nut than we are. She says Handmaid's Tale is fantastic. So I trust her judgment. She's pretty good. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So did you get a chance to watch the Crawford fight?
I did get to watch it. He's impressive, man. Yeah, that was a dominating performance. He's a pretty good fighter. I don't know what's next for him. I'm hoping that Pacquiao fight can happen. You know, I tweeted out who in this guy's weight class will even give him a show, and Tim Burgess said Lomachenko, who's a lighter guy, would have to come up to fight him. I love Lomachenko. I just don't know that he's looking to come up and fight someone that much bigger. The Pacquiao fight makes sense. I think Pacquiao gives anybody trouble. He gave, you know, to an extent, gave Floyd trouble when they fought, and Floyd's the best in the world. I would like to see that fight. Other than that, I don't know what there is at that weight.
Well, and that's the thing. I saw a story that he might actually move up and try to get all four of those belts.
Cool.
Which would be interesting. You know, I think he's and Tim wrote a really good story about him last week. I mean, the guy's just a solid, solid fighter.
Yeah.
And I like him a lot. Did you see the friggin' corner guy punch the fighter this weekend?
Yes.
Man, what the hell?
Yeah, well, he filed a lawsuit on him, too.
Yeah. People get crazy in that ring.
I don't know what they're doing.
But, basically, the story I saw said he wants Pacquiao or Keith Thurman, but he might go up to fight Julius Ndongo. Okay. And try to have all four belts.
Okay.
That wouldn't be a bad fight.
No. I'd watch. I still think Crawford beats him, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Other sort of fight-related news. Did you see what happened? There's a basically a fighters convention for the UFC guys.
Yeah.
In Vegas this last weekend. And Angela Magana, who is a garbage fighter who I know I'm almost sure she hasn't won a fight in the UFC, but she was on the season where they did the Ultimate Fighter to find a strawweight champion a while back, and she has posted a lot of things on Twitter about Cyborg Santos, and basically said who wore it better and posted a picture of Cyborg and the doll from Saw basically calling her ugly and smack talking her. And that's all fine and good until you actually have to run into her at these fighter conventions and you're a 115-pound fighter and she's a 145-pound fighter and you're a crappy fighter and she's really good. And Cyborg approached her and said, you need to quit. You need to quit talking so much smack online. And she basically said, I'll say whatever I want. And she said, no, you will respect me. She said, I won't respect you. I'll say whatever I want about you. This is how you know when you've run and you've crossed the line with the wrong one. Cyborg just threw that right hook. Did give a damn. And of course now the other chick is talking about filing a lawsuit and things like that.
If you're gonna talk,
yeah, if you're gonna be about that life, don't hope that you're protected. It's like you're some sort of a endangered animal. You could just stick your tongue out at a hunter. You're not allowed to hunt me. You're not allowed to hunt me. Well, sometimes you run across the wrong hunter. They don't care. They're just a poacher. They're looking to. They'll kill you no matter what.
Yeah, if you're gonna talk smack like that, better be prepared.
No doubt.
Trying to see if there's any update on this London thing or Manchester thing, but nothing beyond the report that at least 20 dead.
Man,
so
I wonder how many are from the stampede.
Well, and that's the thing. It's hard to say right now. But apparently people connected with the show tell us they heard what sounded like an explosion in the rotunda area where merchandise is sold. In the venue, but outside the seating area. And then there was an immediate stampede for the exits. That was at 6:25. And then at 6:15, law enforcement says at least 20 people are dead. A video posted on social media purportedly shows a flash in the arena and then a boom is heard. So, again, too early to speculate on what it is, but, man, that's 20 people so far. That means that number's going to be a lot worse. I hate to say it, but we're, barely more than an hour out from, or 2 hours out from the first reports, and that number never goes backward. A lot of people saying that Animal Kingdom's pretty legit.
So, yeah, I've heard good things about it.
I have, too. Network shows have a big hurdle to clear with me. And if it's, like even that Designated Survivor, I lack it, don't love it. I mean, it's good for a network show because there's not that many of them. But they do all those, the same old tropes. It's like, right when everything looks like it's the best, oh, here's another crisis.
Yeah.
Sets up for next time. It's kind of like, oh, okay. Yeah. And there's always, it's always like, there's nothing ever happy about the show. There's nothing ever positive about the show. It's like, okay, you solved a problem, but here's a bigger one.
Ooh. Yep.
And, yeah, I'm enjoying it, but that kind of stuff, it gets predictable. And, I like shows that will surprise me and take me in a direction I wasn't expecting. And to be honest, I think it's pretty hard for network shows to do that because they have to do so many episodes, and they're all kind of doing the same thing. Fargo, what do you think of Fargo so far this year?
I like it a lot, actually.
I do, too. I think it's I love the kind of skeezy mob guy. That guy's just he's just so dislikable that I love him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing positive about him. And I think it's starting to heat up, too, and you're starting to see the story kind of come together. And I just hope they don't drop another UFO on us.
No.
Yeah, because you notice there have been a couple hints.
Yeah.
It wasn't like last year where they were always talking about, oh, they saw the UFO. Oh, geez. not that, but I think they've dropped a couple hints. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. And a couple people asking about Mike and Mike. We spent a good chunk of the 5 o'clock hour on that, so go back to the
we talked it.
podcastarena.com.
All right, guys, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You can do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from our good friends at Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. Trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you hang on to money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.
Counting days till it's over, my friends. Till it's over, my friends. Count along. Counting days till it's over, my friends. Till it's over, my friends. Count along.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. I'm sorry I'm laughing because Aaron Wilson posted a story on Cron.com. Headline is Texans hoping for exponential growth from Will Fuller, Braxton Miller. And in this is a sentence from the story. It says, in the case of Texans wide receiver Will Fuller and Braxton Miller, both displayed potential after being drafted by the AFC South champions last season. With 4.28 speed in the 40-yard dash, Fuller emerged as a dangerous deep threat who was difficult to corral in the open field. Did he?
I don't know about that.
Is that what held him back from making more of a splash was a tendency to drop long throws and nagging knee and hamstring injuries. But I don't think you could call him a dangerous deep threat who was difficult to corral in the open field.
We saw two games and he played all right.
And the rest of it was
he was horrible the rest of the time.
So, okay. But regardless.
Yeah, I'm guessing that hoping for exponential growth. Yeah.
Yeah, on both of them.
That sounds about right.
But your dangerous deep threat, who was difficult to corral in the open field, caught 19 passes for 323 yards and 2 touchdowns last year. So
dangerous. Teams are game planning around him now, Fred.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Everyone's worried. What do we do with Will Fuller? Well, the good news is if he gets by you, he's going to drop it anyway.
Exactly. All right. Let's do the dumbass report.
Did you see what has happened in the neo-Nazi community, Fred?
I'm not really big.
You're not involved there?
No, not.
When did you get out? Are you not in the Facebook group anymore?
No, I have. That's not my. They wouldn't like me. Trust me.
Okay. Well, this one might.
Oh yeah.
This white supremacist is being accused of fatally shooting his two neo-Nazi roommates after they objected to a decision that he made. That sounds like, you know, when you get a bunch of neo-Nazis living together.
It's like if the boss, you object to the boss, he's probably going to shoot you.
He's 18 years old. Devin Arthurs is his name. He gunned down 22-year-old Jeremy Himmelman and 18-year-old Andrew Onschuk after they attacked him for his newfound Muslim faith.
Oh, God. That's a big jump.
According to police, Arthurs was upset at the Islamophobia and decided to murder his two roommates to bring attention to his cause.
Okay.
Prior to converting to Islam, Arthurs was a committed white supremacist, as were his two roommates. Police say that after killing his two roommates, which, by the way, I don't know how the Quran feels about murdering roommates. But after he did, he went to a nearby smoke shop where he took three hostages and threatened to kill them.
Jeez. What the hell? All those guys are just trying to get high.
After, after police arrived on the scene, they convinced him to release the hostages and turn himself in. He said, I had to do it. This wouldn't have had to happen if your country didn't bomb my country. This is the whitest white kid ever, by the way. Police say that Arthur's also told him his goal was not only to draw attention to American foreign policy in the Muslim world, but also take some of the neo-Nazis with him as part of his murderous rampage. He's facing 2 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of aggravated assault, 3 counts of armed kidnapping.
Who do you root for in that one?
I don't know. Like
neo-Nazi versus...
Are you upset that the guy killed a couple Nazis? I don't know.
I'd kind of like to just put all of those guys into one big room and let them fight it out.
Yeah.
Just me.
Like they do those movies where they put all the criminals on an island.
Yeah.
And only one of you will gain your freedom by killing all the rest. I forget what that movie was.
I like it.
It's though. Horrible, though.
Yeah, it's a good idea, in theory.
No, but the execution of the movie was horrible.
Right. Because really, it's wrestling. It's like a free-for-all until one of them wins.
Let's stay in Florida, where a man driving drunk crashed his car. Not really anything new.
No.
Around 10 p.m. on Saturday night during Pirate Fest, a 63-year-old man drove through a traffic control point and hit a sheriff's office vehicle. That's not good.
No.
The vehicle that he hit was their brand new Don't Drink and Drive patrol car.
That thing's just begging to get hit by a drunk driver. You know that, right? I think the dumbasses are that's... You know that's going to happen.
This is the best part. Wilkins claimed he didn't see the vehicles, although police lights on both vehicles were flashing. Florida Highway Patrol arrived to work the crash and arrested him for DUI. There were no injuries, though.
That might be the best story of the year so far.
That's a good one. Wilkins was sent to the Citrus County Detention Facility in the back of the newly unveiled and now damaged A Cop or a Cab, You Decide vehicle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, boy.
That is awesome.
And finally, let's go to Ohio, where police identified a woman who robbed which, by the way, who's going to a video store anymore?
Was it an adult video store?
It's just a regular old video store.
Yeah, those don't even exist.
She robbed a Northeast Ohio video store.
Well, that's not going to have any money if there is one.
What are you going to get?
$8.50.
Well, here's the investigation. This is how they were able to track her down. A store employee says the woman walked into the store on Tuesday afternoon, shopped for a DVD. She then approached the checkout counter and gave her number to the employee to look up her account. The employees, I guess this is how you rent the DVD.
Yeah.
The employee says the woman then put a note on the counter stating she had a gun, demanding money. Reports say the employee gave the woman an undisclosed amount of money, and she fled the store. They thought she must have given her a fake phone number. Nope.
Nope.
That was her real phone number attached to her real account. Not wise, guys. And that is today's Dumbass Report, Fred.
Wow.
Solid contenders.
That was a very, very strong showing there. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, A.J. Hoffman. That's okay today. Not great. Not awful. Just there. Got the HD show coming up. Fred Davis, Henry Thomas. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches. So let mercy
come. ESPN 97.5.